billion dollars in debt, and they're spending $83 billion. Who do they think they are, me?
I'm Peter Sagal. We'll be in your debt if you tune in to hear this week's show with special guest actor Ray Seahorn. Actually, maybe you will owe us. Well, join us for the news quiz, and we will call it even. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Tomorrow morning at 10 on KBR. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com. The time is a minute past 12 o'clock. Jeff Watson brings you classical music after the news, which is next on KPR.
News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their dining and entertainment card, Saver. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com. A refreshing creation for piano, performed by pianist Marcus Pawlik there, with a Hungarian Christmas song from Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachmanni, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to have joined you here to keep classical music and holiday offerings going throughout our Friday afternoon. We'll do that this noon hour with the help of Morten Gould, will be conductor of the New Philharmonia Orchestra a bit later in his Serenade of Carols, plus a bit of French chamber music for English horn, a quartet by Jean Francais. That's all ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. Onward with the Boston Pops Orchestra and Tanglewood Festival Chorus, under the baton of John Williams. And we've got something for you now for the holidays from one Alfred Burt, who was an American jazz musician, who's very well known for composing the music for several Christmas Carol concerts between the years of 1942 and 1954. We'll listen to Burt's Christmas Greeting for you next on Kansas Public Radio. They call it a Christmas Greeting from American jazz musician and composer Alfred Burt, with the Boston Pops Orchestra and Tanglewood Festival Chorus, led by John Williams on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 12:27, and more for the holidays is on the way in the second half of the hour, when we catch the New Philharmonia Orchestra and Morten Gould's Serenade of Carols. That's in about 15 minutes' time, here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. And the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, now through December 31st with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org. Right now on the KU campus, it's 38 degrees. Today we're warming up to about 47 with sunny skies, and tonight partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. It should be much the same for tomorrow, a sunny day, with a high around 48 for Saturday. We've got something for you next. That was composed in 1971, a little French chamber music from one Jean Francais. What we'll listen to is a bit of chamber music that is possessed of a deft inventiveness, a quartet for English horn and strings. We'll listen next to a performance by Patrick McFarlane playing horn, Martin Schiaffour violin, Paul Murphy viola, and Donna V. Klein cello on KPR. Composed in 1971 by Jean Francais, quartet for English horn and strings. The horn played by Patrick McFarland, along with violinist Martin Schiaffor. Paul Murphy playing viola and cellist Donna V. Klein on Kansas Public Radio. 12:45 now and 15 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. Hope you can join us tomorrow afternoon. That's when Destiny has Classics by Request. From 1 to 4 p.m., the show where you pick the playlist. And this Saturday, it's all about your Christmas and holiday favorites. Handel's Messiah, The Nutcracker, and even A Christmas Waltz or Two. Destiny has the classics for you tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. Well, we'll dive back into some more holiday fun of our own. We've got Morton Gould conducting the new Philharmonia Orchestra in this recording with Gould's own Serenade of Carols next on Kansas Public Radio. Morton Gould's Serenade of Christmas Carols with Gould serving as conductor of the new Philharmonia Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m. and after the news from NPR, we'll get into the next hour of music, which will bring us, among other things, a Christmas symphony, one by Alan Avanis. The Northwest Symphonia has that, and much more for us, as classics continue on a Friday afternoon.
France Considered from NPR News.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Empire Chamber Ensemble, with soprano Jesse Norman and the American Boy Choir and New York Choral Society, bringing us O Holy Night on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. The music continues on a Friday afternoon with a little more for the holidays. The Northwest Symphonia joins us a bit later. We've got a whole Christmas symphony for you. That's the 49th, written by composer Alan Avanis, his Christmas symphony. That's on the way, along with a Beethoven piano sonata in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker. Available to watch on demand on the PBS app or Kansas City PBS YouTube. Continuing on, we've got something by the American Horn Quartet now. From Walter Perkins, we'll enjoy a Christmas fiesta next on KPR. Making a party of the occasion, Christmas Fiesta by Walter Perkins, performed by the American Horn Quartet here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:16 now, still to come, the Northwest Symphonia with a Christmas Symphony by Alan Avanis. That's in just a little while here on KPR, and plenty of holiday music and classical offerings until 3 this afternoon. Then, after all things considered, tonight at 7 p.m., it's Friday. You know what that means. Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon. And tonight, we celebrate the Christmas season in movies with music from films like It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, A Christmas Carol, and more. Join Daryl Brogdon for Film Music Friday. That'll be tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. You know, public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Before we get to our Christmas symphony for this hour, we've got some Beethoven and a sonata for piano written around the year of 1796. Piano Sonata No. 5 in C minor. We'll hear a performance by pianist Richard Good here on KPR. Pianist Richard Good and music of Beethoven, Piano Sonata No. 5 in C minor, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 1:35 now, coming up at the top of the hour, our next NPR News update, and the classics continue till 3 p.m. At that time, we'll bring you All Things Considered. Tonight at 7 o'clock, it's tonight's Film Music Friday, the Christmas edition, with Daryl Brogdon. You know, one of the great Christmas time traditions is the broadcast of a festival of nine lessons and carols from King's College in Cambridge, England. The Christmas Eve service is performed by the 30-voice King's College Choir. Join us on KPR for a festival of nine lessons and carols. You'll hear that Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. right here on KPR. We have for you now the Northwest Symphonia. We've got music from the Armenian-American composer Alan Havanas. A little bit earlier this month, we listened to his 22nd symphony, The City of Light, which, as we mentioned at the time, was partly inspired by his childhood memories and visions of Christmas time. In 1986, he took that a bit further with his 49th symphony, his official Christmas symphony, which was not written on commission by any orchestra or organization. No one was paying Havanas for this. He was compelled to write this music all his own, a four-movement piece, each representing a different memory of Christmas time from childhood. Here's conductor Gerard Schwartz and the Northwest Sinfonia, Symphony No. 49, Havanas' Christmas Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. The Christmas Symphony, Symphony No. 49 by composer Alan Havanas, completed in 1986. And we listened to the Northwest Symphonia, conducted by Gerard Schwartz here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m. and stay tuned next for NPR News. More for the holidays in the next hour. We've got Christmas carols and piano music by Liszt, all to enjoy, still to come on KPR.
Better watch James at kansaspublicradio.org. He sees
you when you're... We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
For this hour, up 263 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Topeka Symphony Orchestra under conductor Kyle Wiley. Pickett with a little Christmas medley for you, starting with the first tune they played, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, getting a little closer every day. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you for one more go-around of the classics before 3 p.m. Pianist Georges Bellet has a performance later, a famous keyboard piece by Franz Liszt, Venice, Naples. Along with the City of London Symphonia, we'll return to the well of holiday joy with the Fantasia on Christmas Carols by Ray Vaughan Williams, all just in just a bit, on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. We'll hear next the sound of an American Christmas, albeit from a much earlier era. Yes, it's another go-around with the Boston Camerata, from their American Christmas album, Christmas from Colonial Times, with a medley of carols that some might be familiar, others a little less so. We'll listen to the medley Shepherds Rejoice, next on KPR. Shepherds Rejoice, a medley of 18th century American Christmas carols and hymns from their album An American Christmas, the Boston Camerata, led by Joel Cohen, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where the time is 2:25, we'll hear still from the Cambridge Singers and City of London Sinfonia later, when we catch the Fantasia on Christmas carols by Ray Vaughan Williams. That's still to come here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker, available to watch on demand on the PBS app or Kansas City PBS YouTube. The updated forecast shows 43 degrees here on the KU campus. Today's high around 48. And occasional winds as high as 30 miles an hour from the south. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, looks like it could be nice, sunny days for Saturday, a high around 50. We'll shift gears a bit and enjoy a recording of pianist George Bellet playing music by Franz Liszt and some famous keyboard music that he came up with after a tour through Italy. We'll listen to Venice and Naples here on KPR. Venice and Naples, a famous keyboard piece by Franz Liszt, played by pianist George Bellet, today on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:46 now, and at 3 p.m. we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. But don't think that is the end of today's holiday fun. At 7 p.m., we bring you Film Music Friday with Daryl Brockton, and tonight it's the Christmas film show with music from films like It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, A Christmas Carol, and more. Don't forget to join Daryl Brockton tonight for Film Music Friday. That's from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Just a quick note that when your old boat feels like an anchor around your wallet, KPR's vehicle donation program is here for you. We'll take your donated vehicle and use it to fund the programs you enjoy every day. Donate a boat, car, or motorcycle at kansaspublicradio.org. Next on KPR, we'll bring in the City of London Symphonia, led by John Rutter and Cambridge Singers. They are a famous Christmas piece by Ray Vaughan Williams that he wrote in 1912 for England's Three Choirs Festival, the Fantasia on Christmas Carols. Next for you on Kansas Public Radio. From composer Ray Vaughan Williams and music created for Christmas in 1912, the Fantasia on Christmas Carols, with the City of London Symphonia led by John Rutter and Cambridge Singers here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m., and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. You won't want to miss tonight's Film Music Friday with Daryl Brockton, the Christmas program, with music from Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, and more. I'm Jeb Watson, and I'm looking forward to visiting you again noon on Monday with more holiday fun. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 3 o'clock.